Welcome to The Truth Lies Between, case number 2 on Jessica Van Zandt Dietzel. And this is episode 3, part 3, and it will be the end of our conversation between me and the volunteer. We left off, we're basically putting an open question to Albany Police Department why they haven't redacted that statement. I also went on the Albany Police Facebook page and asked there too. That statement should have been redacted a while ago. What is it doing up? It's just, what is the point? It's like they're doing it on purpose now. But it is what it is. So we're going to get into the rest of the analysis of the Kenny Man conversation. And we will give a sneak peek into next episode, which is going to be on Johnny Lemon and AJ, her boyfriend at the time when she went missing. We have quite a bit of content left, so there's going to be quite a few episodes. If there's something specific that you guys would like to hear about or learn more about, just put it on whatever platform you're watching in the comments. And, you know, like usual, if you're on YouTube, subscribe, like, and share. Hit the bell so you don't miss any new episodes. Facebook, please like the page, like the post, and share the post. We're on Facebook and YouTube, Missing Person Cases Network. Twitter, the_MPC Network. And now, you guys can message us or tweet us or comment on any of the social media about this case. That's what we're trying to do, get open dialogue so that more people will talk about it. The more people that go on the link, on the threads and comment, boosts that post so more people see it. The more people that see it, the more people that know Jessica is missing. I think that's about it. So I hope you guys enjoy this. And until next time. also, one last thing before I begin. If you guys are into true crime or follow missing person cases, I have another podcast called What Nightmares I'm Made Of. You can just type that into any podcast platform. I'm going to be making more content for that. Also, go check out the YouTube page. I have a lot of missing addicts, mentally ill. I have a series called Destination Unknown. That's what I try to focus on. So, back to your scheduled program.
I've seen videos and heard clips of Christina trying to talk with cops. It's very, very frustrating. It makes me angry what she has to say and do to get them to even like call her back or to not even take her police report. I've never seen anything like it.
In all my years, I've never seen anything like that either. I will say that most of that is dealing with the Albany Police Department. Once Daugherty County Sheriff's Office and Lee County became involved in this case, it's night and day. It's a night and day thing. I mean, if there's a tip that needs to be passed on to law enforcement, it's so easy to get in touch with Daugherty County or Lee County. The phone calls are returned. They check in on her. They treat her the way that she should be treated, as she's a crime victim's mother. I mean, there is foul play here. Jessica's not just off wandering on her own. So no matter what happened, she's the victim of a crime. Which crime that is, we don't know. But why would you treat a crime victim's mother in the way the Albany Police Department treated her? It's because they never believed the story, or is there something more nefarious going on? I don't know. But night and day, I mean, just absolute night and day between the departments. And I do want to give props to Daugherty County Sheriff's Office, Lee County Sheriff's Office. They have honestly, I feel, my personal opinion, gone above and beyond to do what needs to be done. And had they not been involved, we would be so far behind. And I do feel like, had they taken this case from the beginning, if that was a possibility, which it was not, but if it was a possibility and they had taken this case from the beginning, we may be in a different position.
Absolutely. Even if one of them had jurisdiction, because I know for a fact they would have got the FBI involved.
Right. Ask Albany Police Department why AJ Cannon had to be picked up by Lee County when he resides in Daugherty. I mean, they went and got him, but Albany Police Department couldn't question him. It's insane.
Yeah, and like we both said, this is a very high probability of sex trafficking. Who's the best on sex trafficking? FBI? Marshals? Right? You can't have a freaking local sheriff's office not going to know those type of connections within sex trafficking.
Right, they don't even have the GBI involved at this point. The GBI is not even involved. And what you have to understand is, even though APD is doing nothing, they're still the lead on this case.
Exactly, and for people who don't know, the way it works is jurisdiction is the local, most local police department, and then it goes up to the next one, the next one, and the next one. So in this circumstance, it'd be Albany Police, then what? Albany, they have a sheriff too, right?
So it would be Albany Police Department, then I believe,
Daugherty.
It would be Daugherty County Sheriff's Office. Lee County is a whole different county.
Right, they haven't even asked Daugherty. Daugherty just stepped in. So, and then what would happen is Daugherty would then have to ask GBI. And then GBI has to ask FBI. That's the chain of command, and there's really no way around it.
And since APD is still the lead, they would have to be the ones to ask GBI in.
Right. The only way that you can go around that is if you have proof that a federal crime is committed. And we can speculate about sex trafficking, but we don't know that for sure.
Right.
The FBI doesn't really like stepping on people's toes either. They like to be called in because it can create not a nice atmosphere to work in. Like the other case on Carly, they had this field officer in the FBI over there, and he, off the record, was saying that the politics in that area are too much, that he didn't even really do much with the case. And these two cases are so different as far as mother's involvement. The stepmother, who's the biggest person of interest in Carly's case, never do everything that Christina's doing. I mean, I've barely seen many people do it, period. Basically doing the actual investigation and not taking no for an answer. I mean, you don't even see them posting about Carly. So sad how two different circumstances. But in that case too, Bishop, they won't ask any other agency to come in because they messed up. Albany, something is there. Something is going on nefarious. Why they won't? Number one, take a report. Number two, put out straight bullcrap lies. Number three, not bring in another agency. It's, you know, I know people don't like thinking that stuff like that happens, but it does. It's not often, but there are corrupt cops. There are corrupt law enforcement agencies. It happens.
Or maybe they just want to cover their mistake.
Right, that too. That, you know, that's even worse to me, because you should be, you're the police. You need to kind of set an example. Hey, look, we messed up. We didn't do this. We're going to bring so-and-so in to help to make, you know, fix the mistake. But I think it's something else. You don't put out non-facts, pretty much stated as a fact. And when you put a statement out that says third party, but it's from the police office, people are going to take it as a fact, even though it doesn't say it's a fact.
Right, someone who's not familiar with the police department. I mean, that statement left me scratching my head, but I'm familiar with different sheriff's departments. That would never, I was just like, what even is this? But someone who is not, and they're just an average, you know, Joe and at their house. Well, if the police department said it, it must be true. We have that, you know, that trust and that respect that they wouldn't put something out there that's not true. So, okay, she got into a car and she left. I mean, end of story.
Just imagine if other police departments announce every tip they got.
If they just announce,
oh, people will be calling saying she's in Canada or she's in the West Indies, and what, they're gonna put that in the paper next? It's just like, how do you not? You have to verify. I mean, web sleuths won't even put non-facts up. Only the reason they put it up is because it came right from the police department.
Exactly. Where's the other 100 tips that have came in? If we're just gonna, you know, try this case on Facebook, where are the other hundreds of tips that have come in? Why aren't they posted?
I mean, honestly, I hope that they're not even handling tips, but they probably are, right?
I mean, I can't technically ask anyone to not call the Albany Police Department, but my suggestion would be to call Doherty or call Lee County.
Right. That's the safest bet.
It's the safest bet. I've actually tried to report something to Crime Stoppers unrelated to this case. And if you understood the process, and that was run by Albany Police Department, if you understood the process in which I had to go through to do that, people aren't calling in tips to the Albany Police Department.
It's funny because that's the same thing with the other case. But other cases I've read, it's so simple. So what I did in the case, I'm not going to mention the case, because it was a pretty big case. We were involved from the beginning. The aunt came to us and, you know, we basically consulted, and I guided and consulted her. She asked me about a reward. I said, you know, rewards don't usually work. Sometimes they do. Depends on the type of people are involved. So, before they put the reward out, I told her, so Facebook has this option where you can put this box. It's called an anonymous box. And I used to have it in all my groups, but I got rid of it because it's not the time. And you can actually hook it into where it goes right to the police. And it's anonymous. I got so many things in there. Mostly people, trolls talking crap, but tips too. And I send them right through. But you don't know who put that in there. And the case was solved like the next week.
Wow, yeah.
And so there was a reward too. Now, in this particular case, a reward or one of them getting busted could bust it wide open. So, I mean, you guys should definitely look into doing that box, I'm telling you. It's called a suggestion box, but it's completely anonymous. You don't see the person's name, you just see what they wrote. You can have your email and the police's email. Or just the police's email if they don't want you seeing tips. I think it directly affected that case, because, like I said, a week later, it was broken open, and that was a big one. Another blonde girl from the South.
Well, we do have an email on Bring JVD Home where you can send it from a fake email account, I mean, whatever you want to do to send tips to, and we can link that in this episode if we need to. But yeah, we need one of those boxes. You did tell me that.
I think people, it's a possibility that if it wasn't Kenny Amendment, I mean, Kenny or Ethan Kim, but it could, they still might be involved. I do believe that there's somebody with a lot of power that's also involved somehow. And that might tie in the Albany police, who knows, right? I'm not going to make direct accusations. That's just my opinion. We'll have to see.
It could possibly be, but I mean, my opinion is you're kind of dealing with two-bit drug dealers and two-bit crackheads when you're dealing with Etherton and Kenny.
So $2,000 is something that you might get tips on, but people might be a little bit afraid to call Crime Stoppers or, you know, get caught calling the tip. I'm telling you, you sit in your computer or your phone, you type it in, and that's it. No one knows you said anything. You know, we just have to have, like, some type of system where they figure out how you give them your award. Maybe it'll be like a number system. I don't know how all that works, but...
Yeah, there's totally... And I do want to say something directly to Jessica's friends. Jessica wouldn't do this to you guys. She was a good friend. She asked, I mean, as we've talked about earlier, she wanted people to pray for Kenny after everything he had put her through. She wouldn't be quiet. If she knew what happened, she would come forward. And that's the thing that's frustrating to me, because you look at Jessica and she had so many friends, so-called friends, obviously, because somebody knows. This didn't happen, you know, to her by herself, or no one knows, and, you know, she just walked off into the wilderness never to be heard from again. That's not what happened. So someone knows what happened. And it's very likely that some of the people know are her friends. Or you have information that, when added to what we already have, what the Sheriff's Department already has, leads us to Jessica. She was a good friend. She was a great friend, I would say, and she wouldn't do this. She would come forward, and I'm just asking any of her friends, just anonymous, any way you can send it in. But she needs to be home.
And, you know, there's a way to do it simple. Like I said, you know, make it easier for the person. It's just, maybe they're scared. Maybe, I don't know. Not sure. But yeah, that's why I said that Christina should just do a reward. Because to get a private investigator, you need to get one of those top ones, and they're very, very pricey. And I'm not sure what they could really provide, because it seems like Lee and Doherty did a pretty good job, did everything that they possibly can. The only thing that might help with is getting that person right up to talk, possibly. Because people are more apt to talk to somebody who's not direct law enforcement.
Right. Well, that's where JVD can come in. You can reach out to any of the admins in the Bring JVD Home group and give us the tip. You can call us anonymously. You can, you know, Christina's phone number's out there. Call Christina. Tell her what happened.
Right. I'm sure people are afraid, though, you know, if it's their real name. And that's why you
right.
put the suggestion box up, and it's I'm telling people, it's anonymous. Like, I don't even think Facebook would be able to subpoena that.
We need to do that ASAP.
So we heard Kenny and we heard Sam, quote-unquote Mexican Sam. That bothered me, that what Ethan said about Mexicans. The Mexicans I know are hardworking people, just like anybody else. That's, for him to say that is like, who is he, right? Who are you, buddy? You're stealing hoverboards and you break into cars. Like, that's like your biggest achievement, that you could get into a car in 5 minutes with, what, a hanger or something? I don't know what he said.
Right, but, yeah. That's
oh, wow, buddy, you're great.
That deeply bothered me, but I think I honestly feel like he just threw that out there to already set up that, you know, Sam's this big, bad Mexican, and, you know, you can't trust a Mexican, which deeply bothered me, but, and right. that he's setting up, he's, that entire phone call, he's setting up Sam.
Right, or, and even his alibi is she's found with his DNA on her. Oh, you know, who knows what he did. But so I think the guy is not involved. I think that he's just throwing him under the bus. And then what you just said to me is a good point, that he was shocked that she was missing.
You hear it in his voice. He said, "Who's right. missing?" He didn't know that Jessica was missing. I feel like that was an honest reaction. If someone told me my friend was missing, or you know, someone I knew, it would be the same reaction.
Right, and you know, like you said, he may have been hiding a few things just because it's personal stuff, and that's why I kind of didn't even want to put it in there, because I don't want him to have issues with his family. But I just think it was important because, you know, people were already on the saying, "Oh, it's this guy, but yada yada yada." I wanted to be known that he is most likely innocent, and Etherton was just trying to throw him under the bus. And I'm trying to speak up and say, "No, no, not going on, Stephen. All right, it's not Sam. So don't throw someone else under the bus, because now you're messing with his family." Yeah, he wanted to make his wife jealous. I get it. It is what it is, but.
And I do feel like Sam was honest in most things that he said. His reactions were genuine. Was he trying to hide some things? I'm sure his wife was standing right next to him during the phone call. You hear that at the end. But
yeah.
I honestly don't think he was hiding what happened to Jessica. I don't think he knows.
Right. And there's so many more characters that we're going to get into about possibly knowing and their violence and stuff. Let's get into this friggin' video that makes my skin crawl.
Oh no.
I'm sure that everyone's seen it, or and if you're listening, you know there's a lot of characters involved. We've only discussed a couple. You know, each episode is most likely going to be on at least one new person of interest. We're going to do an episode on theories, because there's always that serial killer theory out there. And we're going to go over, we're going to be taking it back to the beginning in the next episode with the three Stoogers. But we're going to talk about all those people at different times. We're going to finish this one off with that skin crawling video by Mr. Kenneth Diesel. And this shows how much of a coward he is. So we're going to get into that now, and then we're going to talk about it.
And the junkie she is. Is that even really necessary? Very much so. How ratchet and pussy-fied of a junkie she is. Everybody watching this bitch. look at that fucking ratchet shit. On a period trying to fuck three niggas. That's nasty. Hey, you see that drink in her hand? Guess who got that for her? Me! Guess what? Guess what? Guess what, y'all? And I didn't ask her to suck my dick for it. Huh? Right here, 24? Or right here by the soda machine? Yes, sir, my bad. Oh, can a man chill, bro? Ooh, look at her getting that dick. Get that dick job done. Get that dick job done. Ooh, she's sorry. Oh, y'all hear that? Look, she gotta go suck a dick and go get stay with him. Oh, can I come stay with you? I'm so sorry I left you the other night. You don't hear this, nigga? I'm a desperate whore. This is way childish. Well, she shouldn't be such a whore. Maybe she'll have a child. Come on. Get Corey to come pick you up, because he ain't about shit. Desperate whore. Go fucking suck Preston Posey again. Oh, I forgot he's in the penitentiary. Whore, whore, whore. All day whore. That's a whore one, whore two, whore three, whore four. Everybody watching this shit is ballistic, it's wicked. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Where are you a man at?
And yeah, she calls herself a woman. Hey, yeah, she calls herself a woman. She calls herself a woman. She calls, hey, you want you a line of hair on? Huh? You want a line of hair on? Huh? Come here, boy. Come here, girl. Would you like you a hair on line? Y'all see how desperate she is? You see how quick her mood changed? You walk in front of the office again because I want the police call. Oh, desperateness. God, I'm waiting on my ride. I'm waiting on my ride. I'm so desperate. Come get me. Please. I don't know what else to do. At least she picked up the speed a little bit. That just means she got herself a ride. Meet me down here at Taco Bell.
Okay, on the way.
Gobble, gobble, gobble is the way. I got one on the way. Look at her. She on that line right now. She getting to them numbers. Getting to twist them fingers. She breaking her thumbs to get a ride over here. Ah, she's trying to get a ride so she ain't gotta keep being a streetwalker. But yeah, I really don't. No, I'm just gonna find out. It's like, ooh, is that them? Ooh, and so that is your ride? So that is your ride, huh, ho? I'm here with you, Trick. $100, 15 minutes. Oh, look, Curtis. That was your boy. That's your fuck boy. Yeah, come on, fuck boy. Y'all see that? Curtis McFadden is the fuck boy's savory. That's Curtis McFadden's. Look, save a hoe. Saveahoe.com. Woo, save a hoe. Y'all see that? I'm live. She happy to be a proud whore.
Do y'all bitches really want a nigga like this?
Do y'all really want a whore?
No, don't.
Do y'all really want a whore like that? That's fucking nasty.
Somebody come put that pussy on and get him off me.
Come on. Come on, Curtis. Please. Come save your save a hoe. She wants you.
Y'all wonder why he got charged with stuff.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Is I took she hit me up. I chunked that bitch off like she ain't shit. Well, she ain't shit. And she still, came. Exactly. And she still came. Because she ain't shit. And I do too. Where I treated you like a trick. Where I treated you like a trick.
I don't care.
Where you are a trick because you were ready to suck and fuck for $20.
Well, there's so many things that I like to point out. Number one, all I can really hear is Big King's thinking. That was the whole thing.
Yeah.
The tone quality is like, I think that my razor, the flip razor I had better came with, I don't know what that was. And she says something really funny in it when she says he has a baby dick. and I don't know if people call it this, but she says to him, this is why you have a stalking charge. So I'm sure all of you can see why she has, why he has a stalking charge. He's obsessed. You can tell he's very insecure, jealous. I don't know the exact reason that they beat up. I mean, that they broke up. I just know he used to beat her. I know that just from that video. It makes my skin crawl. I just want to pick him up by his neck and just throw him the fuck. It's great, and I think she holds her composure pretty well, given the things that he's saying to her. And mind you, that is his baby's mother, and he's speaking to her like that.
And he's proud of it.
Right, what type of example is that set? Maybe she didn't hear it right then and there. This is online now. She's going to hear that one day. And that's probably the worst thing about this whole situation is Elena. She never really had a dad. Her mom is gone. Her mom is Christina. right. by a lot. You know what I mean? I think Christina will do an amazing job. I'm just saying, those are the people that really hurt. Whoever did this, you don't realize how many people you're really hurting. You're not just hurting Jessica. Was there anything else
in that video? What in that video makes you be like, what?
I think the main thing that sticks out to me is he says, her child. That's his child as well. If you want to talk about Kenneth Dietzel as a father, he doesn't say our child. That's why you don't have our child. He says, that's why you don't have your child. He has no connection to that baby. It also sticks out to me that he's proud. He's proud of what he's doing. He's putting that on Facebook Live. He shared that in a group, a community group that, you know, has thousands of people on the page. He's not just stalking her. He's already has stalking charges. He shouldn't even be near her. But here he is on a public street, completely talking to her in that manner, which is, it's disgusting. And he's proud of it. You know, most abusers aren't proud of it. He's got to be, you know, in a whole different category to Facebook Live that and put that on your own personal Facebook so the world can see what a dirtbag you are.
I mean, when I watch it, I'm embarrassed for him.
Me too. And he needs to not have a rap career like that, first of all.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing there, but, you know, it's weird, though, what you just mentioned, because I didn't think about that. And then when I thought about it a little more, well, you don't have a damn child either.
Right. Whose child?
Like, how are you going to say that about her? When at least she had Elena for a while.
She cared enough to try and raise Elena. You're talking about her. You're bragging that you bought her a drink. She's the mother of your child. I mean, a drink? Really?
It was probably an entire dollar that he had to spend. When I heard that, I'm like, what? How do you think she got that drink? I brought it. Like, all right. Well, then, your freaking husband and father is, yeah, buddy. I mean, you bought her a drink.
Yeah. And you're her husband. You're still her husband. And it's just, I just think any man who would be proud of the fact that they're treating a woman like that, I don't know a man worth his salt that would treat a random woman on the street that way, much less his wife, and the mother of his child, and be proud of that fact. That's just the thing that I can't wrap my head around. Like, most of these guys do try to do this in the dark. No, you're out here in public doing this to her, and that's not the first time. That's not the only time. You're just proud.
I don't think he ever learned how to respect someone, unfortunately. I'm not giving him a pass. I'm just saying, once you do it once or twice, maybe, you know, through mistakes, you learn, right? Maybe he wasn't taught by his family, but you have to learn at some point. How many mistakes are you going to make until you correct it? He just doesn't seem like somebody who wants to grow or grow up, period.
He didn't. You're a grown-ass man. At some point, you have to take responsibility for your actions. There's a lot of people who had it rough. There's a lot of people who had rough upbringings.
And what really screams out at me is just he's so insecure.
Absolutely.
He just cannot stand the fact that she's been with other people. She doesn't want him. You could tell us a few things that he said that upset her that she'll snap back. And anyone would be upset. I think she handled herself very well. And that video right there is just like so much evidence towards the prosecution of. And he would definitely do this. He's proud to take the baby away. The things he's calling her. It's just, and then there's worse stuff. The sad thing is, there's worse stuff than this. Things that he has said that are so vile about her disappearing. Or he said those things. And that's why he's up there.
And I just wonder, if you will do this in public, what are you doing? What are you saying to her in private?
Oh, he's not saying, beating her.
Yeah.
There's no word. That's when the beatings come out. That's sad. I just hope that, you know, Elaine has never seen one of those beatings. Luckily, she's young enough where I don't think she would have remembered, but
stinks because Jessica didn't have a father growing up. Christina tried to do the best she could. People know that, you know, Christina maybe stumbled along the way, but she's doing great now. It's so sad.
And I know that Elena is in great hands, but she deserves her mother. Every child deserves their mother.
And every mother. So people say that there's nothing worse than losing a child because it's not natural. It's not something that naturally happens usually. A child is a parent. And people just describe it as they're stuck. From that moment on, they don't have a life. And I just hope that, you know, that doesn't happen here because I think Christina and Andy could raise Elena to be a beautiful woman inside and out. But, like I said, it's so hard, especially if they don't get any closure as far as finding her. I've had conversations with many families about this, and it's from that day until they're found, their life stops. And even sometimes when they are found, still, they can't really bounce back. And then I see people who step it up, and they actually end up volunteering and making movements. And, you know, I could see Christina doing something like that, too. Who knows? I feel so bad. I don't think there's anything worse in the world than having a missing loved one, period. But if it's your child, and I'm sure Christina feels bad that, you know, her years of using probably played a small effect on Jessica, and she probably is mad that she can't make that all up to her now. I don't blame her. But at least Jessica got, 4 years of her recently sober?
Right, and Christina, Jessica always knew that she was loved.
Right, of course. It's just not fair to Christina. I mean, she's probably fought so hard to be sober and probably just wanted to live life with her family. And then some scumbag has now come in and, you know, crumbled her whole life up pretty much.
Every day she still has to get up and take care of Elena. She can't quit. She can't stop.
Every day she's getting up, taking care of Elena, going to work, trying to find Jessica. There's not enough hours in the day for that.
No, there's not.
I know she'll never stop. There's just some people where I see them, I'm like, nope, that person's never going to stop. Because some people, it's not that they stop, but they get defeated, you know. They can't get a news article out again. They can't get the cops to care. And life comes, you still have to live life with all this. And so I would never say that anyone is not doing it correctly. Also, a lot of families just think that, you know, from that first phone call to the cops, I'm not saying specifically here, they think that the cops are doing all the work. This is a message to people who, if you do end up having a missing loved one, do not assume that. There's a woman that I tried to help her find her brother, and I asked her when she talked to the cops last, she said like a year ago. They haven't called you? She said, no. They're probably not doing anything. That's why it's... And then, unfortunately, there are some cops who obviously value certain lives more than others, which is just completely wrong and why I even began this journey. Because I think that all lives matter, and specifically missing addicts' lives matter. But the media and sometimes cops don't think so. So, I'm just trying to raise awareness. Like, this is the exact case right here. And you guys have done an amazing job at getting awareness. It's so difficult, and I know that. So,
right.
Now, is there anything else in the video that you'd like to discuss? Or anything else about Kenny? Because I'd really like to keep Kenny just this one episode. I don't want to give him too much clout. He probably likes it. We'll probably brag about it in jail. Who knows, right?
Right. I would say one thing to note is listen to the phone call and listen to him in that video. It's two different people. He's a chameleon. He's a good liar. And here's another difference that I actually wanted to point out between him and Stephen Etherton. Kenny can lie to you with a straight face. Steven's not a good liar. He tries really hard, but he's not a good liar. You can kind of see through his stuff. To me, Kenny can look you right in the face and lie. And while you can kind of tell that the energy shifts in that phone call, and you can tell that he's trying to push, you know, away from 622 Pig, and he's trying to push away from all of that, he's still a better liar than Steven Etherton.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can only imagine how manipulative he was to Jessica. I can only imagine.
He bought her a drink. He bought her a drink and then turned around, what was it, 5 minutes later probably? It looks like they're walking from the store and berating her. I mean, it's almost so crazy that it doesn't make sense. It's like he did that just, you know, here you go, Jessica. I'm going to throw a bone. I'm going to buy you a drink. And then for the next 15 minutes, I'm just going to berate you on, you know, what a horrible person you are, because I just have to break you down to make myself feel better. That's what I get from that. You know, maybe he does feel guilt that he's left Elena and not been a father, but instead of fixing his own issues, you know, to make himself feel better, well, I'll just tear her down.
Yeah, it's sad when you think about what you, like, that's your wife and you are bragging about buying her a doll drink. I mean, I can only imagine how that relationship.
Right, what if he actually paid a bill? Which, I mean, that's almost laughable, but I mean, we should have to hear about it for the rest of the week, that you paid a bill? I mean, you're the provider for the family. That's what you're supposed to do. She's your wife. That's the mother of your child. You bought her a drink, and now, you know, you're going to make her pay. She didn't pay you money in it, but she's going to have to pay for it, because she's going to have to listen to your mouth, and that's enough to drive anybody crazy.
Yeah, he's definitely at the top of my list. So, I wanted to ask anyone who's viewed either this episode or all four or know about the case, between the two suspects we've talked about so far, Etherton and Kennyman, number one, who do you think did it, or who was more likely to have done it, or could they possibly have done it together? Could it have been Etherton's connect in Panama City that he sold their into sex trafficking? Did one help the other? Why would they lie about knowing? We're going to go into other suspects next week for sure. You could give a little bit of input, if you could, on things you want to know about, what you think happened, or questions you may have for the family, for us, whatever. Just need more involvement, more activity. So the more you comment on stuff or share stuff, or like stuff, the more it gets seen and put into Facebook's, I always mess this word up.
Algorithm?
Yeah, algorithm. I always say algorithm.
Yeah, and that's how things get become viral. So I mean, we have about just on Facebook we have 82,000 followers. We have had posts that have been seen by a couple million people. So we do have a pretty big footprint, but it's still not enough. You need other people to share. Because the more people that know about the case, that's how you provide pressure. Albany, maybe Albany will be like, you know what, we need to call the GBI in. You know, people are really just upset about this. So people can be going on their Facebook page like Rachel did and call them out. Demand answers. I mean, look what it's doing right now. People are protesting and stuff's getting done. It works. You just gotta have the time and energy and passion to do it. So that's all I got for this one. Do you have any other comments?
I would just ask that anyone with any information, no matter how small you think it is, if you have any information about any of the people we've talked about, any of the people we haven't talked about, anything about the circumstances surrounding Jessica's disappearance, to please reach out to Lee County Sheriff's Office, Daugherty County Sheriff's Office, or one of the admins at Bring JVD Home.
All right. Till next week. Bye.
So as you may have noticed, I have just put up two screenshots that talk about 622-PICK. 622-PICK is often spoken about as far as the whereabouts to Jessica Van Zandt Dietzel. And the person who lives there, Mr. Rigo Miller, is pretty much up there when it comes to suspects. His parents went away and they had a lot of parties there around the time Jessica went missing. Now, when the parents returned, the house was a complete mess and the dog was dead. What else went on at 622-PICK while the parents were gone? We're going to get into that next week. We'll have pictures of the mess that was made. And we'll go down another rabbit hole because this case is full of them. I hope you enjoyed. Make sure you share, like, comment. If you're on YouTube, subscribe. And give us feedback. So, next week, Rigo Miller, which will probably be in a couple days. Then we're going to be talking about Johnny Lemon and AJ Cannon.